Hello and welcome to the You People Review. You People is available to stream on Netflix for the free, with your subscription, of course. You People released on January 20th. So I'm pretty sure by now, a couple of you seen it. Possibly, maybe, I think. Even if you haven't, doesn't matter because this is going to be a spoiler-free review. I figured I might as well just start off with spoiler-free reviews at this point. It's the beginning of the year. We haven't really gotten into the blockbuster of it all. But You People is centered around a new couple and their families who are reckoning with modern love amid cultural clashes, societal expectations, and generational differences. Netflix is just in time for Black History Month, an interracial rom-com. So let's just get into the tension of different race and religious relationships, of course, off top. You should watch it. It's on Netflix. What else is on your watch list that you haven't even started yet? I mean, sure. It's rated R. It has a runtime just under 2 hours at 1 hour and 58 minutes. And in general, this gives a modern alternative take on Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, centered around an LA-based Black Muslim and Jewish families attempting to reach common ground because their children like each other. Oh. Let me start off with when I first saw the trailer, I did not buy the on-screen chemistry between Lauren and Jonah. But as always, remember to keep your expectations level and you won't be disappointed. Or too much. I can see Lauren London and Jonah Hill being friends, but together? Nah. Fun fact, Lauren London is actually half Jewish, so I can understand why she would take on the role. But I felt like we didn't get enough of her in a character in this film. I have to say, the ensemble cast is literally the best part of this movie. This includes Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Lauren London, Sam J, Mike Epps, Nia Long, Dion Cole, Rhea Perlman, David Duchovny, and the list just goes on. There's so many others that I'm just going to leave as a surprise. I feel like this element within itself is what kept me watching. And although it did drag toward the end, I didn't mind the 2 hour runtime. Could it have been shorter? Absolutely. However, the story just falls flat for the same reason. With the inclusion of so many great cameos, character development is lacking in certain areas. And at moments, it leaves you wishing that certain characters had more on-screen time. The comedy is very on the nose and not short of stereotypical tropes, microaggressions, and assumptions. At times, the jokes did drag and were dry. But all in all, I'll say Eddie Murphy and Julia Louis-Dreyfus do a great job keeping it going as far as pacing and kind of playing off of one another as the, can I call them the antagonists? Slash protagonists, slash villains? I mean, not in like that type of way, but you know what I mean. Either way, the two opposing forces were the strongest characters, I'll say, throughout the movie. Cinematography is pretty dope with Los Angeles as a backdrop. It's kind of hard to mess that aspect up. But the editing and sequencing seemed off to me at parts. I have to say, it did feel like I was watching a TV series and not a movie. Let me know if it felt like that to you as well, because it's not hard to get into. The subject matter is pretty approachable, but it's kind of like where we are in this day and age. I don't want to say who cares. It presents a problem that we're familiar with through a different lens. So through a different shared experience, it makes it interesting to watch it from, I guess, their point of view and perspective, which is fine, I guess. Okay. Overall, I rate this a 2.5 out of 5. As I mentioned before, the cast is what influenced me to watch the most. And it's comedy. Of course I was going to watch it. And faves, hello? Like, come on now. Like, the cast alone, for sure, was what locked it in. And with that many funny people, it's kind of like, where do you go wrong? It didn't completely jump the shark, but certain parts were just flat. The story just felt incomplete, rushed, and patched together at some points. I can't even lie. It is predictable and feels very familiar. Wardrobe was fire, but I can't rate it based on sneakers. And that's a whole nother conversation. Like, I want to have that conversation, but I don't, because shoes. Just shoes. I would love to know your thoughts after you've watched it, of course. Or if you don't plan on watching it, why not? Be sure to connect with us on Spotify using the poll and Q&A sections. You can also do so on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com. Or leave a voicemail using the Anchor app. All links are in the description box. Peace.